Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change. America, 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin.
I'm Don Imus.
Actor, author, extraordinaire. And he's Kevin McCullough.
Who? What?
He's supposed to be the serious,
this is Don Imus,
intellectual, political pundit, brilliant.
I think I'm done with politics.
Right. Hallelujah.
Now, you know what? I didn't go to CPAC this year, and it's like I'm going, hey, my life is a little bit more peaceful.
But isn't it kind of cool where we're kind of like, you and I are kind of gravitating over here?
My choice was go to Israel for a week or go to CPAC. And I thought, well, there's absolutely nothing that CPAC can do this year to affect anything, so I'll go to Israel.
But I just kind of like how Baldwin McCullough, kind of like all these other big radio shows, we're just becoming our own galaxy. We just don't care what happens outside of it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we invite Don Imus to make sudden appearances on the show.
Instead of...
Do we have any callers yet?
Instead of important things...
Is there a caller there?
Like in the culture that are considered to be important, like politics, we're now just becoming like all those other dopey radio people and just, we don't care. We just don't care anymore.
Does caring even matter?
Does anybody care? Can anybody see what I see?
It would be
a
miracle if you could get us to care again.
Do I look crazy right now?
You kind of do. You mussed up your hair.
Well, my hat's falling off. Oh. My earphones are sideways.
Oh, yeah. Now I see the hat under there.
Yeah. See it's that? Kinda, yeah. I'm a mess.
Looks a little goofy. Anyway, we were talking about miracles last hour. Like, for instance, Steven was at the studio an hour and a half before showtime. That's the equivalent of Jesus.
And yet I was still late.
That's the equivalent of Jesus walking on water as far as most people are concerned.
I can't. That's the third time in the program you've said what I was going to say. At the opening of the show, I was going to say, Kevin, isn't it a miracle that I was here a whole hour before the program? Praise hallelujah.
But Mark Burnett, the producer of the Bible show on whatever that is, History Channel, has had huge ratings. It's kicking the fanny of that other little Mark Burnett production called Celebrity Apprentice All-Stars. Which is like the locker room of the crazy. And you got Dennis Rodman, LaToya Jackson. I mean, talk about the Gary Busey. Now, so far,
love him.
Yeah, who can't love him? He's just a crazy old man.
Steven, everywhere I go, I see people, and they got rainbows around their shoulders.
Is he just the greatest? I can hang out with Busey until the rapture.
Well, you guys,
that's just me.
Your team sent him out to take pictures last week, and that was a little bit mean.
Well, no, he's the one that said, I know how to run that camera.
He's like, nah, I can't find where you'd push the button.
Yeah.
He goes, what's this button here for?
Oh, man.
And there's like six or eight buttons on the camera, and I go, you just got to worry about these three. Okay, Garrett, there's just three.
It's one of these three.
Power.
I'm not telling you which one.
Power, focus.
Did he keep
button and picture?
Did he keep hitting the power button when he was trying to take the picture and would turn the camera off?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, lesser men than him have done that.
The funny thing is he comes all the way back after they're out in the park and taking pictures, and there was this moment where you see Dee Snider look at him like, because he can't recall the photos that he took. And Dee's like, don't tell me we were just outside for an hour and a half taking pictures and you didn't take any.
Mary Lou Henner had the best line. She's like, Gary, I love him, but he's just distracting.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, yeah, so that's the same Stephen Baldwin right there that's on Celebrity Apprentice. Tomorrow night, NBC.
Yeah, baby.
Check it out. DVR the Bible. Watch it after you watch Celebrity Apprentice.
Right.
Yeah, because Stephen's more important than the Bible.
I'm not saying anything after that. I'm not saying that's just wrong. And I want everybody in Christ Jesus.
Why didn't you say that was wrong right away?
To pray for Kevin.
Why didn't you say, well, that's not, of course, Kevin, that's not right at all.
Is that blasphemous?
Only that you didn't rebuke it right away.
Oh, so see, look what he does, Ivan. He does a judo move, and it's my fault. It's just for being me. I'm wrong.
It's a miracle.
It's a mystery. It's really
divine intervention.
It'd be a biblical mystery.
Anyway, 888-340-3373. Mark Burnett said on the shooting set of this show that these things happen. For instance, they were shooting a scene in which the Holy Spirit was supposed to come on them like a mighty wind, and lo and behold, a mighty wind came. And it kept blowing for exactly 20 seconds, and it was long enough to get the shot. And when they were done, they had exactly what they were looking for, and it was just the most amazing thing. He said, well, is that a miracle? I don't know. Another time, they were doing a baptism scene, and these costumes are very intricate and so forth, and they're in the water. A piece of the costume washed off, went up the river, down a giant reservoir. Everybody thought, man, you're at the edge of the Sahara Desert. There's no way that's coming back. 4 days later, a little desert Bedouin hooligan comes walking up. Excuse me, Mr. Burnett, here's your costume. And so they gave him a canteen of water and said, thanks, kid, and sent him on his way. But they got the thing back. They weren't expecting to get the piece of costume back. And then this other time, they have a snake wrangler just to make sure that there's no cobras or vipers or anything out there. And they were going to shoot the scene for the cross, and he found 48 cobras and vipers, got them all away before they shot the scene. Can you imagine Jesus up on the cross, all of a sudden a cobra takes a big chunk out of his, like, calf?
Mm-hmm.
Father, forgive them. They don't know. Ah! All right, let's go to Catherine, line one, Clinton, North Carolina. You're up next on a crazy edition of Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome. Are you there?
Yes.
Yes?
Go ahead. You're live on the air, and 5 million people can hear your voice. Well, did you have something to say?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Go right ahead.
I believe in miracles. My husband was in an automobile accident 8 weeks ago today. We were told that he would never walk, that he was quadriplegic. He is now moving his arms and his legs, and he is had a trach put in on January the 31st, and he had the trach taken out yesterday.
Wow.
So we do believe in miracles.
And that was 8 weeks ago, and the doctor said there's no way that he's getting well.
No. They did not give us any hope.
Well, that's a miracle.
There's that sent up for him, they were answered, and he is a miracle today.
So, praise Catherine, God. Let me ask that's you this, because awesome. I have this interesting question then. If that's a miracle, and it certainly sounds like a miracle, what do people say to you when you tell them, hey, a miracle happened? What do they say when you tell them the story? Do they believe it? Do they think it's an act of God? Or do they go, well, you sure got lucky?
No, they believe it's an act of God.
Interesting. All right.
We all know that God is good and that He is an awesome God.
Well, we don't all know that, Catherine, because that's why there's a good number of people that still need the gospel.
But she's I think she's speaking thoughtfully on behalf of those of us that do know that.
Right. But all right. Thank you, Catherine. Appreciate the call. But it is interesting because that's one of those things where I think if it happened in your life, you run out Every person you find say,
right?
Hey,
it's real.
In the edition of that version of the Binge Thinker magazine that's under your microphone there, our own Ivan Quiñones sitting in a hospital, mysterious illness, doctors can't figure out what it is for weeks. He's gone. He can't run our controls at the radio shows, and comes walking out of the hospital one morning when the day before his doctor said, I'm going to refer you to an oncologist, and we think that you have like blood leukemia and everything else. And out of nowhere, overnight, all of his levels drop. Ivan, was that a miracle? You think that was a miracle?
Absolutely.
Yeah, he says it's a miracle. Do you think miracles happen? And if they do happen, what difference does it make? If God intervenes in life, does it have a purpose? 888-340-3373. Take more of your calls next on Baldwin McCullough Live.
What do you want out of 2013? Do you want to improve your relationships? Do you want to increase your income? Do you want to expand your influence? What if you could find a step-by-step guide to getting everything you want out of life? How much would you pay? Do you struggle with increasing your income or getting a promotion or growing your business? Do you struggle with negativity in your business or relationship or in your finances? Do you struggle with the balance your life has between business and family? Do you struggle with being misunderstood or the lack of motivation in others close to you? What if you could find a book that showed you exactly how you could become wealthy, acquire charisma, power, and influence, and most of all, multiply the success you already have and open the door for more? What if that book was free? Call right now to get your copy. 866-760-8255. Danny Johnson, First Steps to Wealth, is free to you right now. 866-760-8255. Call now. 866-760-8255. That's 866-760-8255.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without, with big survival buck savings. Our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in 6 heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part. Buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. It's Saturday night. And there's Don Imus. Don Imus is in the house. Baldwin McCullough.
It's a howling Don. Sorry. I went there.
He did. I still don't understand how that guy has a job in radio. You grew up in New York, so you grew up listening to him probably. He was the original Shock Jock. He was Howard Stern before Howard Stern was Howard Stern.
Correct.
Yeah. Now he just sounds like a guy that's...
He sounds like a wounded hound dog.
A wounded wolf. Anyway, 888-340-3373. We've been talking about these miracles that some are calling them. Mark Burnett just called them weird things that happened on the set. They had a mighty desert wind that came up for 20 seconds, exactly as the script was saying, there's a mighty wind. Wasn't that one of those Christopher Guest mockumentaries? Yeah, we have callers on 2 and 3. I'm going to get to you in just a second. And then the missing frock. They baptized somebody. The costume went down the river. This kid comes walking back with it 4 days later. They just assumed it was gone.
Weird.
And then the snake wrangler. Now, come on. Talk about an exciting job. You'd be good at that, Stephen. Here, sneaky.
Hey, in some of the military technical training I've had for some of my motion pictures I've participated in.
Because Biodome needed military training?
No. But I've had,
I heard Jackie laugh through the door.
You know that whole thing where you can hypnotize like a cobra?
Yeah.
I know how to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Try it on me.
Did you?
Wow,
here,
it worked.
I'll show you. You ever see Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Yes.
And like, put your hand up like this.
Yeah.
And your hands up like, come closer.
Yeah.
And they do that thing where they're like looking at it, and then all of a sudden they go like, come here. They slap the cobra on the back of his head.
Does it knock him out?
No, it just gets their attention. I know how to do that.
Like Alec and Danny and Billy used to do to you.
You know how I know how to do that?
They beat him on the back of the head. What?
I've seen it in movies. I'm like one of those really impressionable young kids that, like, you know, you see like the hero in the movie, like.
You were also fearless.
He's trying to hypnotize the cobra, and the hood of the cobra opens, and his mouth opens, and, like, the guy, like, to be all cool before he, like, catches him by his neck or something, like, you know, renders him, like, paralyzer.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, you see the hero guy, like, slap the king cobra on the back of his head, and the cobra looks at him like, hey, man, don't be slapping me on the back of my head. I'm the kind of kid that goes, wow, that's cool. I'm going to try that. You know?
Then when he comes to in the emergency room from having venom removed.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to line 3. Chris calling from Tampa, Florida. Hi, Chris. You're on with Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough. We're glad you're here. Line 2, Chris, are you there? Line two.
We're getting it.
Hello.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I
we
can
got
now.
You now.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell you what happened to me, and you tell me if you think it's a miracle. I think it's a miracle. It was a four-lane highway with no meridian in the middle, and I was going east, and I was in the center lane, and all of a sudden it's, you know how like things are in slow motion. There was like two cars coming. One was real slow by the curb. Another one was like a old Cadillac, you know, dirty car. And I was thinking, my God, that guy's going awful fast. All of a sudden, the slow car pulls right in front of the Cadillac. And the only place for the caddy to go was right in front of me. And there wasn't even 10 feet. I mean, I could remember looking at the guy. He's going, oh, my God. And I just shut my eyes, put my hands in the air, like, you know, like when you're praising the Lord or something, took my foot off the gas, and I said, Jesus, I'm coming home. And my car did a 360-degree turn. I was going east. I ended up going west by the curb. And my hands were off the steering wheel. The car was on, but my foot was off the gas or the brakes. Now, you tell me if that's a miracle or not. I think it is, because I'm still alive. I was shaken.
Well, yeah, I would be shaken pretty badly if I came out of that. I mean, just the heart rate alone would take about 3 weeks to calm down. Let me ask you this, Chris.
Of divine intervention.
Yeah, that's what the definition said, if it is the divine intervention in human affairs. Do you think... do you tell people this story, and when you attribute it to being a miracle, what do they say most?
Some people think, oh well, I said you don't understand. My hands were off the steering wheel. My eyes were completely shut. I thought it was going to be, you know, like a hood ornament. I mean, that's how close the guy was, and because it wasn't even 10 feet in front of me. I could just see his facial expressions because he was going, oh my God, you know, and then I end up 360 degrees on the other side of the road.
And what do people say when you tell them about it?
A lot of people believe me, and a lot of people look at me like, well, you know, I'm exaggerating. No way you can exaggerate that. Either it's true or it's not true.
Well, that's true. And you're still here, so. All right. Thank you, Chris. Interesting. What do you think, Stephen? Does Chris's story fit the miracle category?
In my opinion, absolutely.
Okay. So we're like... we're 5-0 on miracles in all these stories tonight. Let's talk to line three, Merrick, calling from Saskatchewan, Canada. And I'm guessing, Merrick, you're listening on Sirius XM.
Yes, I am.
All right, good to have you. Welcome.
Thank you. The story is that I was out of service, and there was this young lady who had a glass eye, and there was a miracle going on. I had to take out her glass eye, and as I took out her glass eye, I saw a brand new eye with the pupil being formed, replacing the glass eye, and she was able to see again.
How did she lose her eye to begin with?
She lost her eye from a pellet gun or a BB gun.
Oh, wow.
Somebody shot out.
And if you don't mind, you, in your natural, normal, everyday, physical existence as a human being, you're saying here on this program that you stood and with your own eyes watched a new eye form in the socket.
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
Did it fill all the way in? Was it fully the same size as the other eye?
Yes. It took a few moments, but yes, it fully developed.
Wow!
And it's so interesting. It's interesting you say that because I too have friends who are pastors who, in certain realities and moments and experiences, have been involved in certain ministerial realities where they have witnessed the same thing.
An
eye replacing itself.
Yeah. Completely.
Yeah.
Self-redeveloping.
Regrowing.
Oh. Merrick, that's incredible. So when you tell people about this, what do they normally say? Merrick?
Yes?
When you talk to... Okay, hold on. We're going to hold you through the break. Come back and ask you that question on the other side. We're talking about miracles and whether or not they are real and whether or not you can testify to having seen one. And if so, what does it mean? 888-340-3373.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Lord, standing in Babylon, let me be one of the three.
Baldwin McCullough Live, welcome to the best dang 2 hours.
You didn't think about what you were going to say before you started talking, did you?
A little bit. That's why it's kind of sounded pretty good. It sounded like I knew what I was doing.
Dang 2 hours.
Well, I went into like an Imus kind of slur.
2 hours. What's funny is he is syndicated in some places, but I'm not sure that many people outside of New York fully appreciate the Don Imus character that we are ruthlessly mocking tonight.
See, if I had started this tangent, you'd have been just hollering at me all night.
Because I do a better Imus impression than you.
Ah. I got it now.
Don't you guys think I'm by far the superior Imus impersonator in this room? I'm asking our staff. I'm not getting any.
Say something mean now, Jackie. It's been teed up.
Actually, she just nodded in agreement with me.
All right, so, good.
Anyway, 888-340-3373. This Bible series that's on the History Channel is just doing gangbusters for cable. In fact, the History Channel's never had a show that has been as highly rated as this in their short-lived career. But Mark Burnett and Roma Downey were the ones that put it together. But they're saying that on the set, when they were shooting the series, that there were these miracles. I don't know if they're miracles. Are they coincidences? Are they miracles? How do you describe them? How would you place them? One was a gust of mighty wind at the moment that the character of Jesus said, "The Holy Spirit is like the wind." And for 20 seconds, they just had this amazing, burst of wind. And then it went away. No wind prior to that, no wind after it, just 20 seconds of really heart-stopping wind. There was another situation in which they were using these very elaborate costumes in their scenes. They want to have everything be as authentic as possible. They're doing a baptism scene, I guess John the Baptist baptizing Jesus or something like that. And so they put Jesus under, and part of the frock comes off and floats away into the reservoir. And they find it, this kid finds it days later, walks many, 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 many miles, according to Mark Burnett, and returns it. Was that a miracle? They also had a snake wrangler. What do you think his wrangler handle was? Don't wranglers have handles?
Earl.
I'm Earl the Snake Wrangler.
Imus.
Cobras and vipers, all got taken care of. It's all good. So what I'm curious about is, do you think that what they're describing, and he found 48 cobras and vipers, more than they'd ever seen, got them away, and they were able to shoot the scene for the cross the way they had wanted to, but like the actors could have been in serious jeopardy if they hadn't gotten rid of those snakes. Are any of these miracles? 888-340-3373. Have you seen a miracle? And what did it mean to you? Now, before we went to break, we were talking to Merrick in Saskatchewan, Canada, who's listening on Sirius XM. And Merrick, I wanted to follow up with you. If what you described really happened, which is you said you took a girl's glass eye out and you saw an eye literally physically replace it. When you tell people that story, what do they say? How do they respond to it?
They praise God. Mm. They thank Him for what He does.
Even if they're not a faith-based person.
Well, I haven't met anybody to say anything different.
Wow. So even an atheist, maybe you haven't told an atheist, but I wonder what an atheist would say if you did explain to him what took place.
I wouldn't even want to begin to think what an atheist would say.
Yeah. Okay. Merrick, thanks for holding on. Thanks for the call. See, that's the thing that I think miracles, when you think about it in the Bible and in the times of the Bible, miracles were God's way of grabbing people's attention.
Sure.
Saying, hey, look here. I can do something you can't.
I could text Penn Jillette with the story.
It'd be interesting to see
what he thinks. Yeah.
Anyway, 888-340-3373. Ernestine's in Florida and Mary's in Brooklyn. We're going to get to you guys when we come back from the next break. As the world's largest Christian university, Liberty University prepares students to succeed in the global marketplace, Liberty's faculty recognizes the principles that made America great, and they challenge students to defend those principles, maybe even changing the course of the future in the process. They've got nearly 100,000 resident online students around the world, and Liberty is equipping the next generation to impact that world. For more information, go to liberty.edu/champions. That's liberty.edu/champions. Or call 855-261-3235. That's 855-261-3235. It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York.
As the world's largest Christian university, Liberty University prepares students to succeed in the global marketplace. Liberty's faculty recognizes the principles that made America great, and they challenge students to defend those principles, maybe even changing the course of the future in the process. With nearly 100,000 resident and online students around the world, Liberty is
equipping the next generation to impact the world. To learn more about Liberty, visit liberty.edu/champions or call 855-261-3235.
Attention business owners or anyone else trying to succeed in the tough economy in the new year. How would you like to tell more people than you've ever imagined about your business? There's a brand new website you must know about. It's called Prosper2013.com. You want to make a difference in the new year in a tough economy? You've got to become an engager. And you can only become one by going to Prosper2013.com. That's Prosper2013.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
CreditBiz.com.
More Bacos, please. For those that have just joined us.
Yeah, what's a Baco again?
And missed the delightful tease of the Baco in the first hour.
Well, what is the
Steven,
dang
thing? Tell us what it is.
Well, if I understand correctly, it's a taco, but the outer part of the shell of the taco.
What would be the shell?
It,
yes.
Is made of bacon.
Yes.
Crispy, greasy.
No, crispy. Like,
American.
Can't be greasy and crispy. It's one or the other.
Porky pig.
Yeah.
Bacon.
See, after being in Israel for a week.
With no cheese and no bacon.
I've been deprived.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's my cheeseburger?
You're Baco crazy at this point.
So the bacon taco, the Baco, which is going to be now served, according to Tim Grover, who sent this to me from, let's see, where was this? Major League Baseball's website was actually the one that featured this story. But, yes, the West Michigan Whitecaps announced that the Baco, a taco with a shell made of solid bacon strips, as the winner of the 2013 Food Vote Contest. It goes onto the menu at the ballpark. So go see the Whitecaps. And if the play of the baseball team doesn't kill you, that artery clogging Baco will. It's a guarantee. All right, back to the phones. Line one, Ernestine calling from Florida. We are huge in Florida tonight.
Hello, you hear me?
Yes, welcome.
Thank you. Yes, my daughter is a walking miracle.
How
my
so?
My daughter was 3 years old, and she had her tonsils and adenoids removed, and the doctor came out of the operating room, and he was, like, in tears. And I said, oh, no, don't tell me something's wrong with her, because it was an extraordinary long time that we waited for him. And he came out and he says, no, she's okay right now, but we lost her three times on the operating table.
What did he mean by that?
When she came out, she said, Mommy, I saw Jesus. Now, she was only 3 years old.
Ernestine, what did the doctor mean, we lost her three times?
He said she actually died on the operating table three times and they had to bring her back.
Huh. So, do you consider that a miracle?
Oh, yes, I do.
And do you tell people about it a lot?
Yes, I do.
What do they say, particularly people who don't share your faith, what do they say when you tell them the story?
They say, oh, yeah, sure.
That's it? That's all they say?
That's what they say. Okay, sure it is, you know.
Huh. I would think there would be a bigger response than that. Thanks,
Ernie. That's just what they say. Oh, yeah, sure, okay.
So they just don't believe you?
No.
All right. Ernestine, thanks for the call. See, if I had some way of proving that the story was true, like mm-hmm. this is the doctor that said it, ask him,
mm-hmm.
I would think that would be a pretty powerful story.
Well, the Bible says that realities and situations like this are foolishness to those who don't believe.
But, you know, there's this upper class of intellectual that's in America now that wants to try to explain everything.
And the Bible says
right.
that to those people...
But she was dead and now she's breathing. How do you explain that?
Well, the things of God will confound the wise.
Line two, Mary in Brooklyn, New York. Hey, Mary.
Hi.
Welcome to Baldwin McCullough. Glad you're with us.
Yes.
Are you listening to AM 970, The Answer?
I don't even know what I'm listening to, but
yeah.
I'm hearing you.
All right. Thank
Perfect.
You.
Perfect.
So what's your miracle? You did you see a miracle? Do you believe in miracles? What difference do miracles
Let
make?
Let me tell you something. I believe in miracles. Believe me.
How so? Why?
Up until what I am going to tell you right now happened, you couldn't get me to believe in it because I would say, please, give me a break. But I saw it with my own eyes, and I believe.
So what happened?
Okay. One of my coworkers came to me asking me to take her blood pressure. When I took it the first time, it was 150 over 100.
Whoa.
I said to her, I insisted, I said to her, you have to see a doctor so he could give you some medication to take this blood pressure down because, you know, high blood pressure, you know, stroke and all of that sort of thing can happen to anyone.
Sure.
She said, I don't need to go to any doctor for any medication. Jesus is my medication, and I'm going to show you that my blood pressure is going to come down. I said, you know, I almost walked away from her, but I said, okay. She said, take it again. I said, before I took it again, she said to me, I'm going to prove this to you. And in front of me, she said, in the name of Jesus Christ, bring my blood pressure down. I was shocked, so I said, okay. She said, take it. It's going to come down. So I took it again, and when I took it again, Kevin, 118 over 73.
How much time passed between the two tests?
How much time passed? Like about about 5 minutes, 5 to 6 minutes. I was in shock.
Mm.
That's a pretty big decrease in only 5 minutes.
Huh?
So that's a huge decrease in only 5 minutes.
That's right.
So do you tell people about this, Mary?
Yes, I did. I told my coworker, and thank God she's one of the leaders. She said it happens. I'm not surprised. But when I told other people, they said, I don't think so. Well, I even communicate. She communicated with me recently, and her sister communicated with me. She said, you know, from that time that she had called upon Jesus to take that blood pressure down, up to now she has not had a spike in her blood pressure. It has remained normal.
That's interesting.
No, you tell me.
Mm. Yeah. All right, Mary, thank you for telling that story. Another example. Do you think that's a miracle, Steve?
I don't know, but check this out. I believe in miracles. Da, da, da. Na, na, na. You sexy thing.
Wait. I think you're mixing your songs.
Am I?
Maybe. Line 3, Frank in Redding, California. Oh, we've only got 30 seconds. Okay, Frank, hold on. We're going to get to you next.
I believe in miracles.
We have to let this happen for another 30 seconds?
No, no, no.
Oh, man.
You sexy thing. Do I have it right on?
I don't think those songs go together.
That's a great song.
Is sexy thing and miracle the same?
I believe in miracles. Hey, listen. Well, I won't say this about you.
Do we have any callers?
But I believe in miracles, and my lovely wife loving me is a miracle, and she's a very sexy gal.
Well, while claiming to represent their members, AARP supported legislation that over 50% of their members opposed. Why exactly would AARP support Obamacare while the majority of their members don't? Easy. It was good for AARP, and they stand to reap a windfall of over $1 billion. Many people feel they have no alternative. They have to depend on AARP for benefits, insurance, and Medicare supplements. Not true. There is a real alternative for people who believe in limited government and fiscal responsibility. AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, the leading alternative for adults over 50. AMAC offers a united voice, information advocacy, and the discounts and benefits you need, like insurance and travel. For less than $1 a month, you can join today. Go to AMAC.us or call 888-262-2006. Over 500,000 Americans now trust AMAC. Join AMAC now. Go to AMAC.us. That's AMAC.us. That's 888-262-2006. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Is better. Better for you.
If it's Saturday night, It's Baldwin McCullough Live, and we're glad that you're with us. Coast to coast on Sirius XM 131, on tons of other stations across the country. Thank you for being with us. I want to go to Redding, California, Line 3. Frank, we're talking about miracles. Have you seen one? Do you believe in them? Do they exist? Welcome to Baldwin McCullough.
Hey, welcome back, Kevin.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say quickly, if you really want to see the most profound, I think, blatant aspect of miracles that one can see, just take a look at your partner there, Stephen Baldwin. He has a changed life. He's brought back from, you know, the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. That is the most profound miracle, I think, that we can see in our lives. Not so much the physical miracles, but a changed life.
Frank, you know what's true about that, and this is really powerful, is that even people that disagree with his politics and disagree with his, you know, thoughts about things that have been impacted by that change cannot dispute the change in his character.
All right.
Even very close family members, et cetera. They may not like some of the other stuff that he now embraces, but, man, they can't argue with the fact that he's a different guy. And that's true.
Yeah, I think that's
true, bro.
The greatest miracle we could say.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Frank, for bringing that up.
Sure.
I mean that, bro. It's a powerful story.
Well, thanks for the call, Frank. I appreciate that. And you know, it is true that we're all miracles. And I think that a lot of folks out there, I don't mean to just throw the switch here, but this is what it means to me, is there's a lot of folks that listen to this program that in a very complimentary way, I think, say, hey, you know, Stephen and Kevin, you know, Baldwin McCullough, I'm a first-time listener, and you guys are fun. You know, we really like your program. And for me, those that have come into the transformational truth of our faith,
mm-hmm,
in Jesus, because it is the truth, which is what motivated Frank to make the phone call, you know, we're all miracles, and some folks that are listening, you know, there are miracles waiting to happen, so to speak.
Real quickly, Tilly in Montana, you may be the last one joining us tonight, but welcome to Baldwin McCullough. Hi. Tilly, are you there? Tilly just hung up. Okay. Tilly had a brother who died in her arms, and she says she prayed him back to life.
Wow.
She said in an accident, she was kept saved. Her daughter at 2.5 went to heaven in spirit, like only John and Paul in Revelations and Corinthians. And Jesus taught her biblical truths and got to hold her baby sister that we lost before she was born. So Tilly's saying she's had a lot of miracles happen in her life.
Hmm.
Very interesting. Well, friends, I don't know what types of things qualify for miracles in your world. But I don't know that if you come into contact with the divine and you see something obvious that happens, that it could not happen any other way, how you can keep that a secret. So my suggestion would be that you find out what caused that, and then you tell everybody you know about it, because you're dealing with something that's much bigger than even Spielberg can imagine, if you know what I'm saying. But anyway, that's it for tonight. Stephen, good to see you.
God bless you.
Yeah. Bacos, please. Can we have bacos instead of pizza in the studio next week?
Are bacos a miracle?
That's what I think they are.
Bacon's
a little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.